The Everlasting Gospel, Chapter 29. Behold your God. We have the prophecy of the mission of John the Baptist. Concerning this, there is no possibility of any misunderstanding. But where many err is in supposing that the work prophesied of by the prophet Isaiah was finished when the son of Zacharias and Elizabeth died. That this was not the case is as plain as that John himself came in fulfillment of it. The prophecy itself shows this. If we read as far as the 9th verse of Isaiah, we shall see that the message of John the Baptist included this exhortation and announcement. Behold your God! Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Thus we see that the special mission which John the Baptist began reaches to the coming of the Lord to give reward to all his people. The prophecy did not foretell the coming of John, but only of a voice. And that voice must continue to sound until the necessity for it ceases by the coming of the Lord. Men may be put to death, but the voice cannot be stifled. That voice was to proclaim the nothingness of human flesh and the greatness of God, thus teaching absolute faith and trust in him, and preparing people for his coming. For only those who become acquainted with the Lord are prepared for his coming, and all the preparation that is needed for that event is personal acquaintance with him. This message, Behold your God, is to be given before the coming of the Lord, and is not a cry announcing his appearance in the sky, is evident enough when we remember that his coming will be like the lightning that shines from one end of heaven to the other, so that every eye shall see him, and there will then be no need for anybody to say, Behold him. No, the message is preparatory to that event. It introduces people to the Lord, so that those who heed it may be able to say when the Lord comes, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We know now why the message is given. Behold your God. People have not liked to retain God in their knowledge, and have consequently become corrupt, and are in danger of the eternal destruction which at the Lord's coming will be the lot of them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The question now is, How shall we make the acquaintance of the Lord? Where are we to behold him? The answer is in the things that are made. Ever since the creation of the world, all that may be known of God is clearly to be seen in the things that he has made. People have so long been serving the works of their own hands that they have become like their idols. Eyes have they, but they see not. They need to have their eyes opened and turn to the works of God's hand, where he stands revealed. God's everlasting power and divinity are revealed through the things that he has made. So every created thing proclaims the gospel, the good news of a savior from sin, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Thus it is that every created thing announces a savior, because it reveals God's power, and Christ is the power of God. So the message proclaimed by the angels to the shepherds of Bethlehem is repeated and re-echoed by every created thing. The heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters repeat the message of salvation. Day and night the voice keeps saying, Behold! And shall men, the crown of creation, be silent? Nay, in addition to the silent voice of the life, the being, which they possess in common with the rest of creation, they have articulate speech, so that with a loud voice, they can cry, Behold your God in heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And worship and give glory to him. It is to this end that these lessons have been written. May each one who studies them have his eyes open to see the Lord in all his power and glory. And as the exceeding loveliness of the sight fills you with joy unspeakable and full of glory, you will need no second bidding. Lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God.